From the Bailiwick Express newsroom, I'm Aaron Carpenter. Suspending parking charges during lockdown cost Jersey's infrastructure department £1.8 million, but the minister in charge is not planning to increase charges as it wouldn't be fair to hit islanders who are already very short of money. Parking charges and time restrictions were scrapped in all government-run car parks and on-street spaces from the moment the island went into lockdown on the 30th of March. Guernsey Against Discrimination are hosting an evening of music, spoken word and open discussion this evening ahead of the State of Guernsey debate on the discrimination law next week. The recently formed organisation was set up by a group of local young people to call for the introduction of legislation against discrimination. A new mobile app to help reduce food waste is being launched in the Channel Islands this week. The app, which is called Gander, is being touted by its developers as a world first and is launching across Morrison's stores. And two drink drivers in Guernsey, who were both around double the legal limit, have been handed fines and disqualifications in a magistrate's court. They were both caught drink driving in the early hours of the morning. For more news stories and all the latest news, go to bailiwickexpress.com. Your weather, overcast and misty, but with highs of 17 degrees. That's Bailiwick Radio News, sponsored by Broadlands.
Bailiwick Radio Workday with Broadlands. Finding your home since 1972.